Comer, Oversight Committee will continue investigation into the Bidens despite sweetheart deal for Hunter. By Christina Wong on June 20, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, RKY, vowed Tuesday the committee would continue to investigate President Joe Biden and Hunter Biden despite the sweetheart plea deal announced for the latter. He said in a statement, "Let's be clear. The Department of Justice's charges against President Biden's son Hunter reveals a two-tiered system of justice. Hunter Biden is getting away with a slap on the wrist when growing evidence uncovered by the House Oversight Committee reveals the Bidens engaged in a pattern of corruption, influence peddling, and possibly bribery. These charges against Hunter Biden and sweetheart plea deal have no impact on the Oversight Committee's investigation. We will not rest until the full extent of President Biden's involvement in the family's schemes are revealed." The younger Biden, 53, on Tuesday agreed to plead guilty to two federal tax violation charges and one violation of gun laws, as reported by Breitbart News' Joel Polak. He agreed to plead guilty to willful failure to pay federal income tax, most likely on his foreign earnings, and will enter a pretrial diversion program regarding his gun crime, indicating that he will face no jail time. The plea deal will likely involve Hunter Biden admitting to misdemeanor charges that will keep him from jail, and will avoid a trial. President Biden could pardon his son at any point, voiding any criminal consequences. The plea deal comes just weeks after the Justice Department indicted former President Donald Trump on 37 felony charges related to his handling of allegedly classified documents that amount to 400 years in jail. The Oversight Committee recently unearthed an FBI document that memorialized a conversation in June 2020 with an FBI informant who alleged that the then-CEO of Ukrainian natural gas company Mykola Slachevsky said he paid Joe and Hunter Biden $5 million each for help on a corruption investigation and other issues between around 2015 and 2016. This allegedly occurred around the time the elder Biden was responsible for Ukraine as then-vice president, and Hunter was given a position on the board of Burisma for $80,000 a month despite having no experience with natural gas. The informant relayed to the FBI that Slachevsky said he had 17 audio recordings of phone calls with the Bidens, 15 with Hunter Biden, and 2 with Joe Biden. The committee also unearthed 20 shell companies it said was wired money from foreign entities to 9 Biden family members. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.